I should state at the outset, in order to make sure that there is no misunderstanding, and I'm sure that the legal entity of WSJW and our parent company, Alpha Media, will appreciate to know that the upcoming is an attempt at humor and should not be taken seriously, especially since it's involving a plea for money.
Oh, there's your disclaimer.
This is my disclaimer, and I've got it recorded. So I've got this idea, and it's been percolating for a while, based, I must say, on what I have been hearing and seeing as I listen to radio and also do catch some TV, that there seems to be an increased number of opportunities for people to be protected in their lives. Maybe you've heard, maybe you've seen some of these offerings, like these home warranties. You know, your furnace breaks down, your air conditioner goes, get flooding or whatever, you'll be covered because you have all these home warranties. The latest ones that seems to be the most popular, and it's been permeating TV, and now I am hearing on radio, especially Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, our America in the Morning host, are all now advertising for CarShield. You've seen the CarShield commercials, perhaps? Your car breaks down, you've got CarShield, the nation's best warranty against a car repair difficulty. You'll be okay because you've got CarShield. Maybe the most popular ad on TV involves actor Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson. All right.
Who was the spokesperson. I thought, well, this is just great. I mean, look at how well we can be covered. But nowhere did I notice that nobody has come up with, to this point, anybody that's ready to protect you in case you have a radio breakdown. I mean, this is our bread and butter.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need...
Can't have a radio breakdown.
So I've been having some conceptualization. I've been talking with a lot of people, doing a lot of research. You just don't know what ends of the earth that I'm going to, loyal family of listeners, to perhaps protect you in the future from some type of radio calamity. And I've been advised that, well, the big thing is I need investors. So you want to get on the ground floor, you know, you buy low, you could be making big money because we're going to go public with this. You know, we're going to make this an opportunity for people. So we need investors. So keep that in mind, loyal family of listeners. I'll take all. I've been told that I do need some type of credibility. Apparently, I'm not good enough. So I've actually, based on the CarShield, I've made some contacts with Ernie Hudson, and I think I might have Ernie on board, so there's your credibility for that.
Oh.
And this is something I can take care of, is I'm told I need a marketing, a promotion campaign idea. You know, the idea's great.
Right, it dies if you don't get the word out.
Exactly right. So I have put together the concept involving my special idea and announcement, and I'd like you to give it a listen now and see what you think of this opportunity that is, again, conceptual, but could be reality. And here we go. Hi, this is Charlie Rude, along with Ernie Hudson, to tell you about an exciting new opportunity of protection for radio listeners. It's Radio Shield. Yes, your radio breaks down and you can't listen anymore. What do you do? What's the answer? The answer is Radio Shield. Ernie, how does it all start?
This is it. Your worst nightmare.
Nightmare indeed. And what's the first thought we have, Ernie, when we think we're facing an expensive radio repair?
Now you're very worried if it could cost you a fortune in repair bills.
Yes, a fortune in repair bills. Unless you have Radio Shield. So in this case, Ernie, what happens if you have a radio breakdown?
Goes like this.
First, your radio will be taken to the mechanic of your choice, and the cost of this service, nothing with Radio Shield. Next, you'll need a rental radio. And with Radio Shield, Ernie? Yes, snap. Radio Shield gets that covered too. What's next?
Then comes the best part of all.
When you pick your radio up, you won't have that big expensive repair bill to worry about. Radio Shield gets your repair paid. Imagine listening with that peace of mind. Ernie, we do have some listener feedback about what Radio Shield has done for them. Sir, how much did you save on repairs because of Radio Shield?
I saved $4,100 out of pocket.
Amazing.
And how much did you save, sir?
I saved over $3,600. It's a no-brainer.
And you, sir, what did you think about Radio Shield?
It's easy, affordable, and no long-term contracts.
And for you, sir, even with your high-powered, giant, homemade, mechanized radio, when you faced a big radio repair, what did Radio Shield do for you?
They put a transmission in it and a motor. Who does that?
I think the answer's obvious now. Who does that? Radio Shield does that. But don't take my word for it, or Ernie's word. How about this experience from a certified Radio Shield mechanic?
Components that we're using are not getting cheaper. So nowadays, coverage is even more important. And when customers realize that they're getting a $5,000 job for $100, they're excited. I've had customers who were so happy that they did break down into tears and cry.
Hearing that makes me want to cry.
It's like having a suit of armor.
A suit of armor around your radio to protect you from expensive radio repairs. And Ernie, Radio Shield. Very generous, right?
Administrators have paid out more than $1 billion.
How much did you say?
$1 billion.
Well, based on everything we've heard, Ernie, it sounds like Radio Shield could be the right choice for everyone.
Is the right choice.
Good point, Ernie. Not could be, but is. So, whether you've been listening to your radio for 5,000 or up to 150,000 hours, tell us the make and model, and then what, Ernie?
In a matter of minutes, you can get your coverage started. It's inevitable. Parts and components are going to fail. You can risk it.
But why risk it? You need Radio. So there you go.
Those were some expensive radios. 3,600 and 4,100.
Well, you know, I mean, you heard the guy say parts and components are going up in price. Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah. I mean, I don't want anyone to be hung out to dry without an opportunity to continue to listen. You need Radio Shield.
So when I get those occasional calls about people having poor reception, I just refer them to you to fix their problem?
Well, again, I mean, this is just concept now. I mean, I had to base the possibilities of reality, and thank you to the to Ernie, very kind.
That was very nice.
Wasn't it Ernie to step in there?
Yeah, that was nice of him.
And other participants to provide their acting skills of how Radio Shield could be helping them as well.
And usually the reception problem is because someone has moved a radio or a computer near one another, and there's RF getting into the signal. Or they have a bad transformer in their neighborhood that's affecting just their immediate neighborhood.
Radio Shield will get that covered for you, too.
That'll cover, too, yeah. Right, yeah. And what's the annual fee for this Radio Shield?
Again, it just depends. You know, how much it's going to cost to develop could end up in the costs of actually what it's going to be for the Radio Shield to go to work for you.
You ready to go to Shark Tank with this idea?
We have to pay Ernie some money here, right? So it has to...
that's still being negotiated again. I'm trying to get him to do a percentage of sales.
Yeah, all right. Okay. That's okay. If your radio does fail, though, you know, many people have these smartphones.
Yeah, but
and I'm not trying to throw water on your idea.
No, I understand, cold water on your idea, but
I'm just saying
this is for people who like to maintain.
Wow,
people who still love to utilize a radio. People.
Smartphone Shield is next.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you.